Today we celebrate two principal feasts in this rite, which are very important in the history of the church. The first is the father of the church and abbot, Saint Hilarion, or Hilary in some places, as he is called. Again, oftentimes we think the name Hilary is a female name. It is not. It is a male name. With history and time and people's misunderstandings of things, which happens all the time, in these late ages, especially in America, it has become a woman's name, but it is not. It is a male name. Saint Hilary or Hilarion, who died in 372, opened up several monasteries in the Holy Land, some of which were visited and commented upon by the great Saint Jerome, doctor of the church, who himself opened up several monasteries, especially with his good friend Saint Paula and her daughter, Saint Eustochium, which we have celebrated recently. And he was very highly regarded by the religious men, the bishops and patriarchs and all the religious men of his time. And also the women, who eventually also, like with St. Jerome, they began monasteries of their own. And the second feast, which we celebrate, is one that is sort of somewhat related to us. Now here, out of a promise and devotion, we, as often as we can, we celebrate as the third collect of our masses, Our Lady of Prompt Succor. And Our Lady of Prompt Succor, who came from France in the 18th century, is to be found, the original statue, in the beautiful sanctuary of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, of course, that is next to the Ursuline Academy in New Orleans. Now, of course, at one time, there were hundreds of Ursulines. And it's very sad because the devil goes after the best things. The Ursulines, who were very strict, were semi-cloistered, taught girls for centuries. They were founded by St. Angela Merici in northern Italy. They were one of the highest and best regarded orders of the church. And the devil goes after those. And so they were among the first to stop living in convents and stop wearing the habit and all the wonderful things that we consider good in the church, in the religious life, especially of consecrated virgins. And so, in a very special way today, we pray to St. Ursula. There's a beautiful statue of St. Ursula in the shrine of Our Lady of Prompt Succor in the part of the chapel which used to be the choir of the nuns, which now is empty, where there would be 200 or 300 nuns. And of course, the devil was, it was very easy for him to dismantle that, and who knows why, we are not going to judge. But we need to pray to St. Ursula and to St. Angela Merici, who chose her as the patroness of her new order about 700 or 800 years ago, to restore the Ursulines. Now, there are no Ursulines. When I first started going there, about 25 years ago, there were about 20 or 30. And most of them did not wear the habit, but there were a few who did. Among them, of memory, and for whose soul we pray today to, Sister Angela, who was a sacristan. But she was very old, and then finally she died. And so after that, they've only had lay people as their sacristans. In the meantime, the nuns disappeared, one by one by one. And the convent is empty. The school is still had, but is run by the lay people of New Orleans. And a commission was established by the Archbishop of New Orleans for that purpose. So we pray to St. Ursula. Now, as far as the 11,000 virgins, I've mentioned this here before. It's very possible that one of the monks that was transcribing the documents had a little bit too much of that good German or French or Italian wine after lunch. And also, maybe they did not know Roman numerals. So there may have been 11 or maybe 110. But he transcribed it to 11,000. And of course, it's inconceivable because they came from England to Belgium and France in a ship. Now, there were no ships at the time, you know, that held 11,000. Even today, those would be a gigantic corsair that would hold so many. So it is not 11,000. Whether it's 11 or 110 or maybe even 1,100, which is still untenable, that is not to be understood. It's not what's important. What's important is that St. Ursula was a princess that left everything and came with some companions, all virgins, and consecrated themselves to Jesus through Mary, and then later on were martyred. They lost their head. And of course, we should all lose our head for Jesus. But some of us will have to lose our head for Jesus in a more physical and tenable way. So today we pray to St. Ursula and her companions, but I can bet my money that it is not 11,000. And I hate it when people still propagate that nonsense, because if you don't preach the truth, people are not going to believe you, they're not going to trust you. And if you preach far-sighted nonsense as the truth, eventually somebody's going to say, wait a minute, what is this? And so today, we hope that eventually somebody will find the original manuscript and the right information is handed down. But it is not 11,000. And so St. Ursula and companions, and of course St. Hilary or Hilarion Abbot, all glorious members of the consecrated life of the church. The men who are mostly monks and the women who are nuns and sisters. In this case, they were at least semi-cloistered. So we pray to them for the restart, for the refreshment of the religious life today in this day and age. The devil does not like us, and he will not stop in trying to destroy us. So we need to be strong in Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that we may not fall and be lost like the rest of mankind is today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.